Are you struggling with money? Do you have massive debts you can't afford to pay off? Do you want to punch Howard from the Halifax Edwards because he lost all your money? Well, if so, don't panic. You're not alone. Our completely made-up statistics suggest that 99% of the world's population are in debt. The other 1% have quite literally a penny to their name.
But no matter, because there is a solution. Here at Dish Adas Limited, we can help you get into the black and out of the red, and you'll get nothing for two in a bet. No, wait, that's bullseye. Anyway, we promise we can help you get out of your financial turmoil. A good way of debt busting is to start your own bank. Banks usually hold a lot of public money, so they will cause outrage if they go out of business. So no matter if your bank is run by chimpanzees or only hires page-free models as accountants, you'll probably still be bailed out by the government. Best of all, banks can provide you with hefty end-of-year bonuses, which means you can leave as a millionaire, even if your company is now insolvent. If you don't like the idea of starting your own bank, then why not start your own country? History has shown that almost any country can get bailed out of debt, even if their economy is based solely on plate smashing. The best way to ensure you get bailed out is to join a ridiculous currency, like the euro, the Australian dollar, or monopoly money. For more on how to start your own country, consult Country Co's guide on the subject. If you can't manage to create a country or create a bank, you could always just sell the stuff you own. Thanks to internet shopping, you can pretty much sell anything from the comfort of your armchair. Whether that be clothes, electrical appliances, books, spleens, livers, pets, siblings, kidneys, automatic weapons, or your unwanted atomic missiles. If you don't like the idea of selling online, you could always go and cash in the attic and clear out all the old rubbish in your loft, just like your secret evil twin, who's been up there for 20 years and only eats fish heads. Someone at auction is bound to find him adorable. Another thing you could do is look down the back of your sofa. Money has been falling down the back of sofas since the day they were invented. Heck, you might even find a credit card down there. In the unlikely event that your sofa does not contain thousands of pounds worth of loose change, then simply raid your nearest DFS store, wearing leather sofa-style camouflage and armed with nothing but a penknife. If you are completely stretched and you feel there's absolutely no way out, then please get off that ledge. After all, why kill yourself when you can just pretend you're dead? Nothing solves financial turmoil like a good fake death. The banks can chase you down the graveyard, and you can even benefit from the accident if your widow or spouse gets a big life insurance payout. If you want to pretend you're dead, then just try the patented canoe accident method. Or for more ambitious types, you could try the Jack Bauer method. However, this does involve being shot in the neck and may actually kill you, which is definitely an unwanted side effect. So by following our advice, you, yes you, can have a much brighter financial future and have no more debt worries ever again. Well, at least not until you get in debt again, which, considering the current financial climate, will probably be in about 3 months. But never mind. So until your next financial crisis, it's goodbye from us and goodbye to your debt troubles.